Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
And it's me, Giovanni Watson.
For those of you that are watching the visual show, you get the privilege of seeing us wearing the same clothes you did last week.
Hey.
But it isn't because we don't have a washing machine. We just did 2 shows in one day.
Yeah, I think they're used to that by now.
Yeah, but when we first started this, we started bringing changes of clothes. Niggas was doing quick changes in the bathroom.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. We ain't got time for that shit.
Y'all don't appreciate us enough to understand that. So listen, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, download our podcast on iTunes,
Spotify, Google Play.
It ain't on Spotify.
Well, Google Play.
Yes. Yeah, and watch it on YouTube and share it with a friend. You know, the more times you share it, it's sort of like passing around that really nice blunt. Mm. Everybody gets to have fun.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Let's just say hypothetically that you were into bondage and shit like that.
I don't let people tie me up.
I'm into that shit.
Okay. What kind of bag do you think would be appropriate to carry all of your S&M paraphernalia in? Fucking asking for a friend.
Just regular luggage bag.
It's all Gucci if I was gonna do it. But here's the only problem I have.
Luggage bag.
Here's the only problem I have with being tied up. I don't have a problem with the fantasy of being abused or handcuffed, all that, because, you know, whatever. The amount of pictures they could take of you in uncompromising situations that you can't control would be, it would terrify me.
I'm not into the tying up for me, but I'm into the tying her up. That's what I was.
So have you tied somebody up?
Absolutely.
So when you tie them up, how does that conversation start?
I just be like, yo, I just want to tie you up. I want to do some other shit tonight.
Okay, so walk us through that. So what does that look like? You tie them up to what?
So I go get the proper rope. Like, I just kind of
want to rope. Fucking serial killer. This nigga's cheap as shit.
So you go to Home,
he go to the Home Depot.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to get no motherfucking tap.
So you go to Home Depot and be like, Lupita, listen, I got to tie a bitch up.
Oh, gosh. I was like, I need some rope. Go back to the house.
Rope. Listen, don't tie a girl up with rope that leaves burn marks. He don't do this shit for real. Because
I've
no woman
like
is allowing that shit to happen.
No, you might not. I'm talking about the type of woman that I've laid down with and done it with. If you're going to be willing to get tied up,
but it ain't like a lasso.
Give a fuck.
Is it like a lasso rope?
I mean, it's not like no big ass tug. You could pull a tugboat rope. It's a nice little size on it. And I tie her ass up. I like to tie the titties up. That's what I really like.
Tie the titties up. Explain that.
Like, Geo Army. This is your claim.
Like, when I'm messing with a girl that's overly endowed, I like to bondage tie her titties. Single, one by one.
Okay.
And then together. So that motherfucker blood rush to the motherfucker.
And then what?
Then I just do what I do.
But what do you do when the blood rushes through?
I don't know. I told you, weird shit turns me on, man.
Okay, so you've tied up one titty, then you've tied up another titty, then you've tied the titties together.
Yeah.
So now the blood is not circulating through the body. It's just in the titties. So the nipples are extra hard, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, man, it's crazy.
And then you sit there and you're doing what?
I'm either tasting what she ate for breakfast, or I'm inside of her temple with my 10 inches.
It's disgusting. All right, so as far as bondage goes, I'm not into that. What do you do when you're okay? First of all, I do have issues. I do have issues with slavery. So you're not whipping me.
Nah.
You're not hitting me with nothing. You bring about all types of Mahalia Jackson songs out of me. You hit me with a fucking whip. So Melissa, have you been tied up?
Absolutely, she has.
Yeah.
Google bondage porn is all going to be rope.
Okay, I believe
you.
It. That's okay. So what is your experience of being tied up?
Okay, well, I like leg irons because I talked about this.
What is a leg iron?
Shackles.
I just got a bunch of them. I got 2 pairs from Amazon. Am a fucking son. But so a leg iron is like an extra long handcuff. It's a 16-inch chain connected by 2 cuffs, and you're supposed to put them on your ankles.
Yeah.
But
we used to do that when I worked in a juvenile hall. We put those, they were called shackles.
Yeah. Well, they're technically called leg irons.
Okay.
Okay.
So you get two pairs.
So you get two pairs.
Okay.
Okay. So with the two pairs, you connect one. So you got one cuff attached to one ankle, and then the other one attached to one wrist.
Okay.
And the other.
Who's to your wrist?
To my wrist.
So one wrist and one ankle is connected to each other.
Yes.
Okay. And so then what do you do with that?
So basically, you're stuck.
Okay.
You're lying on your back and you're kind of stuck. So basically, the only thing that you can do is you're submissive.
Mm.
And you're submissive.
But why wouldn't he just shackle you to the bed?
Well,
we don't have bedposts anymore.
Well, you can be shackled to the bed. Then you can like get this connection point to some handcuffs and keep your like. You know.
But why do people do all that? I just feel like
there's a goddamn rope.
Because it's.
There needs to be some type of insurance purchase for these type of activities.
Because it's sexy. It's sexy. I just ordered a spreader bar too.
What is that?
Spreader bar?
Yeah.
It's got these two cuffs attached to a bar, and it basically keeps your legs open.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now that sound dope. That sound about as about a good $90.
So where do you store all these things? Because I'm gonna tell you,
I'm looking
like
for
me,
a bag shed, right now.
Nosy nigga like me come to your house and I say, "Can I use your bathroom?" And I go and I see a spreader bar. It's going on Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a bag right now to keep all my goodies in. That and all the, you know, I had just bought this. Shout out to Trashy Lingerie on La Cienega. I just got this fishnet bodysuit with a leather cuff that goes around the neck, and it's studded.
Who are you seducing with all that?
I'm stockpiling just in case.
Nah, you been getting flowers. Some niggas seeing that bullshit.
Yeah. Tell you something, ladies, lace and see-through, that is one of my, I can't do the fur shit. I can't do the fishnet stocking shit with the, I like see-through lace shit, black or red. I can't do the fur and all that shit. That's just corny.
Our community ain't doing all that. We ain't going out and purchasing spreader bars and handcuffs.
Absolutely,
and
y'all
that.
Are.
No, we're not.
In the LGBT.
Maybe in the L, but not in the G. For what? We ain't got time for all that. Throw on some pwn her, smoke a blunt, drink this Hennessy, and fuck. It's brand new every time. Yeah. What is there to do? Like, okay, I'm going to tie you up.
Every show is about sex. I love it.
You guys started out talking about bondage. If you're at home, listen, here's the deal. If you're at home, I believe everybody should have sexual exploration. Every day you should wake up and say, I'm going to try something new until you realize you don't like it. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've had a nigga say, damn.
I ain't never
just leave it at that.
Oh, I already know. That's disgusting.
No, I'm just saying, though. Like, I'm telling you, your first time, you're going to be blown. Because you're going to be like,
I'm never going to have a first time.
Gio, stop. It's 2018. It's 2018.
Okay. 2018. Well, listen.
T.S. Madison, you wouldn't have got that.
What?
Because the comments, the way people were like, yo, Gio is looking at her.
Mm-hmm. No, I was not. I'm a nice man that respects everybody and love everybody.
And then when she said puss,
I get along with
you
everybody.
Were like, I found the one.
No, it's because I say puss. So to hear another person, to hear another person say what I say that she hates, that was just enjoyable for me.
That was your bonding moment, I'm telling
you. Yeah, I mean, I fuck with T.S. I want to go on the Queen's
Tour. Yeah, bonding that leads to bondage.
The only minimal issue that y'all have is that she got a dick. That's it. But if you just tie it up or lay it down.
Exactly. Tie it up with your rope.
You said you like a ratchet girl. You like a big girl.
Don't broker my dick. Okay, I'm not. Listen.
I will tell you this, and this is why I do think for content purposes, I think you should explore it as like a, you know, like on Discovery Channel when like they're outside in the wilderness trying to find an animal. We should do some exploratory content where it's just like tonight on Hollywood Unlocked, Gio fucks a man.
No.
Yeah, it could be like educational.
No, man,
you should do it in the same.
Listen, I already got enough. Gay dudes in my DMs based off your ass.
Damn.
Why?
You already know why.
Oh. Well, you should send them to me.
I was like, I ain't with all that gay shit. I didn't block so many accounts in this past 2-3 months.
That's hysterical.
Look, I don't want to tell you what I got in my DMs.
Please
the other
tell
day.
Us. Please tell us.
And JR was with me.
What'd you get?
I don't want to say. But
please
say
tell it. Us.
This is
it's this one motherfucker, man, that just started off as like, oh, man, you know, I'm a photographer. I'm like, yeah,
uh-oh.
Whatever, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Cool, yeah. Then, after a while, he just started Like, if I put up, like, a video, he'll hard eyes. I'll be like, okay, I ain't replying to you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I ain't going to block you, but I'm not going to reply to you.
Mm.
The other day, oh, Jason.
Legs
I really got
cocked open.
This motherfucker had a wig on, riding the fuck out this huge-ass dildo in his fucking ass, bro. And I was so mad. I said, JR, look at this shit. And you know what JR did.
What, message him back?
No, he just laughed. And I blocked that nigga. But I've been getting that type of crazy shit.
Can I please see it?
And it's pissing me off. No, I blocked him.
Here's the deal. I don't think, you know, everybody ain't for everybody. You know, there are people that send me shit. Like, this one motherfucker, you know, I talked about joining Tinder, you know, just to see who's out there. And, of course, I use a real photo, so I'm getting a lot of activity. And I know it, whatever. But one motherfucker slid right because I accidentally slid right. But I meant to slide left.
You know, you can unmatch when you do that. Okay.
But then it actually said, you made a connection.
It's a match.
I'm like, Jesus should have intervened and knew this nigga was a mistake. So I had to go in and unmatch him. And then it asked why you want to unmatch. Don't ask me. Look
it
at
asked
his photo.
Why you want to unmatch?
You have to choose a reason. I just said annoying.
Oh.
Because I was annoyed by the photo.
I really want to get on Tinder, boy.
Yeah, well, why don't you?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you. You'll be sliding just all day long. I was at the DMV doing it and they were like, somebody's behind you. Watch. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Shit, bitch, what you gonna report me on Tinder? Okay. If you're watching this video and you're sexy and you know my type, slide in my DM. Oh, I also posted a Smasher Pass one day on Hollywood Unlocked and they added me and said, this must be a nigga because he light skin tattoos and he looks broke.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, anyway, moving on. So, your ex is getting married.
What?
It's a hypothetical question.
I was like, who?
And it's a topic.
Who's marrying my motherfucking exes?
But the delivery.
Daniel Sunjata.
The delivery is what made it so sellable.
So your ex is getting married and you are the DJ at the reception. What are the three songs that you would dedicate to them?
No Scrubs, Break Your Windows, and Ether.
Damn.
She said Ether.
What about you?
Mine would probably be Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way, I Don't Fuck With You, and Highway to Hell.
Damn. Well, I'm an R&B.
Well, wait, hold on. Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way is one song.
Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. Move, Bitch.
He said three songs.
And then?
I Don't Fuck With You, Big Sean.
Oh, okay.
Highway to Hell.
Okay,
well,
sorry, my bad.
I'm an old school R&B head, so I'm going to say it's The End of the Road. Poison. And then just to bring it back new age, bitch better have my money because my ex did take a lot of shit from me. So I need my money back.
First of all, I don't even know why the hell I'm DJing the wedding anyway.
Because, let me tell you something. If you dated somebody that you didn't really like and then in the end broke up, you want to thank the motherfucker that took that bitch off your hands.
Because
I'm going to tell you, whoever got my ex, his name is Josh Martin. If you're dating him, God bless you because he's going to ruin your life.
That's hysterical.
Ruin your life. And he's somewhere right now listening to this show saying, I'm going to kill myself so I can call him. And guess what, nigga? I'm not calling you.
I'm going to kill myself so I can call him.
Yeah, I'm not the suicide helpline. Don't call me.
Mm. Okay. Well, those are our three songs. That's them.
All right. Could you ever have a serious relationship with a stripper or an adult entertainer?
Nope. I've had sex with a lot of porn stars.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And
you've only caught one STD?
No. But one of the girls.
No, he's had many.
One of the girls. She's like, I like you. Like I'm fine. I think I like you.
Strippers need love too.
No, this is a porn star.
Porn stars need love too.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? You dope. I enjoy your company, but I just think about all them. All them cars have been through that garage.
What about all the motherfucking shit that's been on your dick? 300 women.
But guess
hello?
What? You can't wear out a dick.
It doesn't.
You can wear out a vagina.
Look. Okay. First of all, ew.
It's the truth. Yeah, her meat curtains was just too pulled back.
What is that?
Wait,
I need an explanation.
This is a Melissa Ford analogy right now. Meat curtains.
No. Hold on. No. Because there is an audience out there like me that don't know what the fuck a pulled back meat curtain looks like. Explain that.
It's the labia, right? The lips.
It looks like roast beef.
Yeah.
And what is it doing?
It's like when a woman's
vagina. It needs to be rejuvenated.
So how do you do that?
They're like cut it off or something.
I don't know.
First of all, if you got meat that needs. Okay. Men, here's the deal. Let me just say, like, this is the thing. Like, I've seen some good circumcised dicks, and I've seen some good uncircumcised dicks, but I've seen some really bad uncircumcised penises.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, say, a whole chin of skin on your dick.
Did you say a chin?
When it kind of droops
you
over.
Know when you have an extra chin.
Oh, my God. Fat is just it's called turkey waddle.
You shouldn't be pulling that thing out to nobody. I don't give a fuck if it's in the dark or not. Because, see, I like to fuck in the dark or in a little bit of light. You know, where it's, you can see the person.
I like to see everything.
Oh, no. But listen, don't pull out no dick with no, not even in the dark. Because once you pull it out and that skin just flop over. Yeah, you got to get that Uber. but now for the ladies, when they pull out their pussy, does the meat just fall out?
Well,
or
I personally like,
because I've been the Subway where I've ordered a roast beef sandwich and the meat just hanging off the side. I'm like, bitch, push the meat up in that motherfucker.
Okay,
because I ain't trying to bite it and then the meat fall out.
I'm gonna be real. I don't like any. I like the meat. I like big lips. I like big meaty lips.
Okay, but the lips look like this, right? Don't the lips look like that? When you got the fucking roast beef, it's like this. Yeah. What the fuck does the pussy look like?
Pussy when throwing up gang signs.
That's Bloods and Crips, not one.
But no, I like more of the outer lips. So I didn't mind her meat, but her meat was starting to hang out too much.
Is there a way? Okay, now don't get all the black girls out there. Please do not start saying I'm talking about colorism when I'm talking about your black pussy, because it ain't. But I've seen some pussy that, like, how can you be super light-skinned with a black-ass pussy?
Same way I'm super light-skinned with a dark-skinned penis.
Okay, first of all, you're light-skinned with a dark penis.
I'm a two-tone. I'm proud of it.
Okay, well, first of all, stop bringing your penis into the conversation.
Please. All right, thank you.
Help me understand, how does a woman be light-skinned with a dark-ass vagina?
It's the same thing as having a two-tone
dick.
Thank
you.
I don't have a two-tone dick. I don't know what that means. Maybe a dick. You're not washing it, niggas. You use a towel. You're using what type of soap? What? How do you have a darker dick than your body?
I don't have a dick.
Okay, but how do the vagina? How do the lips internally be darker than the? Like, I understand. Okay, now your pussy on the outside is black. Why is the pink meat inside not pink?
Oh no, I ain't fucking with that. More annoying.
Because you know how you open. This is what I'm trying to get at. When I open the refrigerator before I make my turkey sandwich, I go. Because sometimes your sandwich meat will turn a different color on your ass. You'd be like, this shit ain't right.
So I always spell my shit too before I put it on the bread. That's why it's so funny.
No matter how fresh it is, too.
You could have bought that meat this morning before you put it. And if it don't smell right, that shit ain't going on the bread. So I'm trying. I be looking at porn sometime, and I be, because sometimes I be trying to understand, you know, what y'all be going through. What? How do you know if there's a problem with the meat if it's all different types of colors? Because I'm not used to multiple tones.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't go into depth about that. I just go by the way it smells and the way it tastes and the way that pre-cum look from.
So would you? So have you ever had a girl pre-cum in your mouth?
Absolutely.
So you like to eat pre-cum?
Fuck you, Jason.
No, Jason, don't know how to get you. I swear to God, I'm not. Listen, I'm not baiting you. Because I had a nigga. I had a nigga at my house the other day, and he said, "Yo, I need to get a towel." I said, "For what?" He said, "You know, just so that way, you know, when we come, we can clean it up." I said, "That's what you got a mouth for. You ain't got no. My towel's in the laundry basket. My maid don't come till Thursday.
When I am doing fellatio activity on a young lady, and I do like to taste her juices.
Okay. I swear to God, I feel nauseous.
Why? So wait, because my best friend AJ's in town, and he listens to this show. Matter
AJ
of fact,
Catton?
Can we call somebody on this call? We're gonna call AJ, but because he had this girl squirt on him one day, and she squirted so much because I got beautiful ass sheets. My bedding is so nice that if somebody squirted on my shit, I would really be upset.
It happened to me. I got a beautiful comforter, and this girl didn't tell me she was squirting, and I was pissed.
And
after I loved it, and then I got pissed.
Wait, so did she? Have you had a girl squirt in your mouth?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It depends on her diet.
It depends on her diet.
Yeah.
So if she's doing smoothies and fucking broccoli,
it just tastes, it's a little nice, fine, bitter taste, sweet taste to it.
And then if she has a bad diet,
close to piss.
Melissa, have you ever squirted in a man's mouth?
Melissa's not a squirter. She's a creamer.
Have you ever creamed in a man's mouth?
My fucking
What? And we're so here today. It's so good.
Have you creamed in a man's mouth?
First of all, you both are going to make me fucking run to the bathroom and fucking pray to the porcelain god, okay?
Why?
What the fuck?
Like, what's going on?
First of all, I have an aversion to even hearing the word fucking cream, okay? It's right up there with delicious and moist, okay?
I fucking can't stand it.
My girlfriend was having sex with this guy one time, and he was just like, oh my god, baby, I'm going to cream. I was like, I'm gonna die. Oh my god, if I had sex with a guy that actually said that shit to me in my ear, I would want to slit my own throat.
What do you prefer to him to say? I'm about to nut.
First of all, no man should say I'm about to cream.
Thank you.
A woman's cool, nigga said I'm about to cream.
That same motherfucker used to call me a big juicy cheeseburger. He was a fucking cornball all the way fucking around. Okay,
so have you ever came in a man's mouth?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's disgusting?
I don't feel guilty about it at all. If you can get me to that point, yes, you are my king, my champion. I almost want to share you with my girlfriends so they can get a feel for what the fuck I just got. But you can't have them, bitches. Note,
we need a psychiatrist on the show because we're supposed to be talking about strippers. Would we fuck a stripper? Would we date a stripper?
I don't.
And now we just done creamed everywhere. And I'm going to tell, I still need to know what the meat looks. No.
Oh, by the way, I called this up, okay? I asked the question, why is the skin around human private parts, like genitals, often darker than the rest of the body? They have a picture of black bananas on here. I don't know what the correlation is, but whatever, okay? So, basically, it's like skin... Okay, let me read this. Okay, when males go through puberty, their body produces more of the sex hormones, adrenal and androgen. Androgen is responsible for secondary sexual characteristics like facial and body hair. It also presents skin pigmentation. So I guess that's just what it is. As for our mouth and genitals, the lips produce more pheomelanin. There it is. Pheomelanin is what results in dark pussy, meat, and dark dick.
Can I make a confession on the radio?
Sure.
But you have to promise you'll still be my friend.
I thought you were about to say you have to promise you won't tell nobody.
No. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell. Okay. So I met this guy who really, really wanted to fuck you. But
me?
I told him the only way I would introduce him to you is if I fucked with him.
You fucking
said. So after I fucked with him, I was like, you ain't her type.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
No, it ain't, nigga. This is a game out here.
Oh, my God. See, and you want to know it's so funny? So I just did, Claudia Jordan has a show called The Raw World.
I heard about
Raw
it.
Word with Michael Eric Dyson, who I'm hoping that we can get up as a guest on the show. Mm. His schedule is just crazy. One of the topics of conversation was dating deal breakers. And one of the questions was, you know, bisexuality, is that a deal breaker? Mm-hmm. And us as women, we were kind of like...
I saw Karama was on there.
Yeah. So Karama was on there, and I forget what the other guy's name was that was on there. And it was... We became the evil straight bitches because we were kind of like, yeah, it's a little bit of a deal breaker. I don't really want to feel like I got to worry about you looking at men and women. That's a lot of work.
But that's a reality that you have to face.
Yeah. Well, please let me know up front
so
that I can break that deal.
But that's my thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, women have to... White women are making men feel comfortable. They fucking with a man and woman. They ain't tripping. Why would you feel uncomfortable if your man needed to get a little dick here?
Here's the situation. So the guy that wanted, you know, was very interested in fucking me, and he ended up fucking you instead.
No, he didn't fuck me.
Okay, well, he sucked your dick.
Don't you put that out. He didn't fuck me, though, but okay. Just keep on moving.
Oh, you fucked him.
If you don't tell your story.
Stuff happened, okay?
Stuff went
so
down.
Here's the sitch. He's definitely not my type because I like alpha males. Okay. I like men who are so hyper-masculine.
I asked you to have a baby with me and you said no.
You're not.
Yeah. But we wouldn't be fucking. You'd be turkey-basting me.
Damn right.
Anyways, so I like men who are hyper-masculine. You know, I like the ones that are literally like, you know, they feel funny about when you grab their ass. Like, you know, they're not trying to get a finger in their fucking butt.
Gio's hyper-masculine. Like, he's aggressive.
He is not hyper-masculine at all, okay? He is a total beta. I love you, but no.
Now, you know why? You better ask, girl.
You're a sensitive, okay? No. You're an R&B singer. You're light-skinned with green eyes, for fuck's sake, okay? I'll be sure.
Light-skinned niggas with green eyes kill niggas and rob them, too. All right, so.
Okay, well, anyways, so I just found it, you know, they started insinuating that there was like an insecurity with having, you know, with dating, you know, not wanting to date bisexual. No, it's not an insecurity. I like my men as straight as I am.
I date bisexual men.
Yeah, I know.
I think they're amazing.
And you date. Quote unquote straight men too. You can have those straight men.
Okay.
You can have those straight men. So by the way, going back to the dark meat curtains, another thing that that influences the pigmentation, especially in the groin scrotum area, is friction. So all that fucking makes our shit dark.
So if a
not our shit, our stuff.
So if a light skinned girl has a dark vagina, she's fucking a lot.
I mean, she could have, but here's the thing: she could be fucking one partner.
What if she just got really bad panties?
Listen, okay, from everything from
you know, I've got
everything Redburn. Everything men want us to with tight jeans, tight panties, thongs and shit like that. Friction. Fucking friction.
I know how my penis got darker.
But isn't that how you guys get the yeast infection? We had talked about that on one of the shows, right?
Yeah, where dark clothes, super tight clothes.
There's some women are really susceptible to yeast infections. I have a girlfriend that can't even have vitamins. She'll get a fucking yeast infection. I'm like, God, your life sucks, bitch.
When I see her, you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
And then I rise. Get it? Yeast, rise.
I got it.
Okay, so the question, would I ever date a stripper? I would never be able to be in a relationship with a stripper or an adult entertainer because... You know, it's just like when you asked me what I did at work. You know, I interviewed Amber Rose today. I was on The Wild and Out. We had killed it. You know, then I ran over to Fashion Nova. What'd you do, man? I was getting fucked by these three niggas, man. They wore my shit out.
Okay, wait. That's just an assumption that strippers are fucking.
No, we're talking about porn.
I'm saying adult entertainment.
Adult entertainment. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, they're
fucking. But let's face it, most strippers, if you pay them a couple more dollars, you give them a couple $100, they're gonna go home with you.
I've
done it.
But that could be any girl guy.
And the first thing we did was get back to my hotel and go, this is my wife, these are my kids.
Don't say nothing.
They lived in a third world country, so technically it was a donation.
I dated a stripper one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever go watch them work?
No. No. Because male stripping and female stripping is two very different things. Okay.
How so?
Because when girls go to the strip club, it's an event. It's usually a bachelorette party or some wild ass shit like that.
I have porn right now that I can send you where there's a stripper, one stripper, and they're going around the room, and every girl
with the teddy bear on his head
sucking his dick.
Yep.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's just crazy.
Yo,
like,
am I lying?
It'd be
tripping me out.
Am I lying?
No.
It'd be like 30 girls in a room and they're all sucking the dick.
And it'd be like a bachelorette party.
Yes.
All be
so,
like regular,
you know,
girls.
And then, so. That's number one. Number two, I opened up his drawer and I saw his collection of thongs. It was a bigger collection than mine. I was like, this is not okay. It's not okay.
He had what collection?
He had a bigger collection of thongs. He had like fluorescent green thongs. And I was just
the funny part is,
I was like, put this on right now.
She was looking and was like, some of these is actually kind of cute.
Yeah, well, you know, I love a banana hammock on a man.
So let me tell you, I found this guy. I found this guy on Twitter. You know, when Safari did the whole Safari Dick Challenge thing,
Was it a challenge?
He put it out, but then they created it on Twitter. So I went and followed the hashtag, and I found
The hashtag?
Safari Dick Challenge.
Oh.
I clicked it. I found somebody on there who does stuff like he sends you videos. You pay for these videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty exciting. So I follow. I don't never do public tweeting, Instagram. I go to Snapchat. So I followed him on Snapchat, followed him back. I DM'd him. I said, saw your video. Send me a video. He said, what do you want to see? I said, well, what kind of videos you got? This nigga texted me a menu. He's a straight guy who has videos of him fucking himself with an oversized dildo.
Wait, what?
Oh, I got the video.
He's a straight guy that shows that has videos of him fucking an oversized. Fucking himself with an oversized dildo.
You ain't straight, bro.
I need to see this.
And he has a 10-inch penis, too.
Okay, the Safari Dick Challenge hashtag only has 3 public posts, so I'm going to go to that and see.
Been blocking
okay, well, why you look for that? Listen, they only asked for $60. I mean, it was like, okay.
That's a good little come up living, but bro.
Okay, well, recent posts from the Safari Dick Challenge are currently hidden because the community has reported some of the content, and that may not meet Instagram's community guidelines.
Well, listen, you fucking haters ruining a good thing. All right, so let's move on. Next question. What exactly is the bro code and girl code, and do you live by that? And what are your expectations of the code? The only bro code I have, and this is what I said to the person the other night. I am a very spontaneous person. I don't try to live by rules. I try to live by safety guidelines, right? Like, you know, if you're going to have sex, wear protection. If you're not going to use protection, if in the case you're not, please be on prep or do something to help provide some type of safety if you're going to be sexually active. But when it comes to like crossing the threshold at my house, I've talked about it. You got to be willing to just be open to just do whatever. And that's why I don't have many people in my house.
That's your bro code?
Well, my bro code is that we're supposed to look out for each other. So sometimes in the late night hour, you get lonely and can't get a connection to Jesus. You got to call me.
Right.
And come over. Now I'm just playing. Yeah. I don't really have a bro code.
My bro code is just pretty much any woman that you knew I was madly in love with in a relationship with, she's off limits.
Why?
And don't talk to her.
But why?
Just because.
That's part of, that's I would say that that's part of the girl code. I mean, like, here's the thing. Girls oftentimes have a lot of difficulty with a code of conduct amongst themselves. Guys are a little bit more attached to that. Women, they could be really shady with that shit. But if you have a good group of girlfriends, usually there's a guy we all know about. You know, every one of us has that guy in our lives that is just off limits. You can't go anywhere near him. He's just, don't even look in his direction when he walks in the fucking room. Because it's just, he caused me hurt, pain, whatever, and gave me some really good sex and all kinds of good shit. No.
But this is the problem, you know, and this is probably in the gay community, but maybe in yours as well. If I meet you and we hang out a few times, and I'm in, and one of those times you bring your girl, your girl, in your case, if it's a girl, but if I was talking to a guy, like you bring your, if a guy brings his boyfriend around and we're all hanging out 2, 3, 10, 20 times, we hang out and y'all break up and I fuck him, that's not a bad thing. Because people think like anybody you meet in my universe, you can't touch them.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about my core friends.
Oh, like, yeah, your core friends. Best
friends. No, that's all it is. Yeah. Is we're talking about core group of friends. Like, if it's some peripheral bitch that ain't in the inner circle and she fucks with them, well, then we're all going to give her the fucking side eye.
And let me tell you how much of a savage I am. We can all still hang out. They just ain't with you no more.
Right.
I'm not. It ain't a problem for me. I don't ever sit around and say, tell me about your ex. Tell me about your past. Who fucked you better? Who did this? I don't even care. What was before me ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit no more. Especially after my ex-fiance, when she ended up with who she's with now, that was one of my homies. I almost killed him.
You will never find me behind bars for no nigga. Ever. Well, the only thing, the only motherfucker that'll make me go to prison is Wells Fargo and the IRS. That's it. Ain't nobody else gonna send me there but Wells Fargo and the IRS.
I would say that another kind of code of conduct when it comes to girls is we gotta feel comfortable with you, like, leaving you alone in a room with our man and you ain't gonna be like looking at him and shit like that. Like, I had this one girlfriend that had
Okay, well, use your girlfriend Shannon for example. She can't be mad at you that I'm gonna get her man.
Shannon, I'm sorry. Okay. It's the views expressed by that motherfucker across from me.
Shannon, Shannon done had a few light skinned niggas, and when they just leave and pass them on past that one right there, I'm telling you.
I think
What's his name? Jonathan?
Get his name right if you want
what
him.
Is it?
Justin.
We are not, no, you're not getting Justin, okay? He's with Shannon.
That part.
Have a great relationship with her. You're not getting them.
So I was saying that there is, I think I found the bag for the, you know, my paraphernalia.
Okay, we're not going to go to the bag.
Anywho, I had this one girlfriend that had to get excommunicated from the group because she just was an untrustworthy bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just never, every time we would go out, it seemed like she was chill, and then a bunch of dudes would come around, and suddenly it was dick, pussy, snot, and fucking, and it's just like, yeah, she was totally your type. You can have her if you want. But it's just like she always just wanted to, you know, sensationalize and make the conversation so salacious so that she could kind of one up all of us and be the most desirable. Bitch, you were a pit bull in a skirt. Fuck off.
All right, so it's tax time. I am sending out letters, and oh my God, I didn't even realize that although stamps.com is one of our advertisers, it's really easy. Like, it's, I mean, I don't have to go to the post office anymore.
Lazy Daisy.
Well, it's pouring outside, so this would be the worst day to have to do something like that.
LA people, we get a couple drops, and people are literally undercovers in bed acting like it's going
the best.
I love it because I can't stand, you know, LA drivers as it is, but like the rain just makes it 20 times worse. So stay off the road, everybody.
So back to my entrepreneurial endorsement. Getting them taxes, you know, sending taxes, and now being an entrepreneur, you have to send out all these 1099s. You got to send out different forms. I got to mail my accountant all types of packages. And then I never remember everything. So stamps.com has been extremely, extremely helpful.
Same for me. I use it when I'm mailing out that child support check every month.
Wow. Well, let's just say you're helping a lot of people out there, stamps.com.
Yes.
Melissa, have you used it yet?
Yeah, you know, but I use that for thank you letters and things like that. You
thank
know?
You for saying I got a nice old ass.
That's usually just a DM that I have to respond to. But no, I send thank you letters to, you know, friends of mine that have, like my girlfriend Kim. Whenever I go to New York, she always puts me up, you know, at her apartment. And she's just the kindest person, full refrigerator and whatnot. So, you know, I like to send her thank you cards, like that kind of thing.
And for people that are just listening in and just don't know what it is, we're bringing you brands that are actually going to help make your life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Stamps.com, you could literally just have the post office at your desk. You don't have to go wait in line. You don't have to get out your house. And mm-hmm. for those of us that can't find park in L.A., you can't go to the valet. Save you valet money. You know, L.A. people will go across the street and valet.
That's true.
I do it. I'm so guilty.
Yeah, but you can buy and print any official U.S. postage for any letter, any package using your own computer and printer.
Mm-hmm.
And the mail carrier picks it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just click print and mail and you're done.
Okay, so listen, we're going to tell you how you can get involved. You can go right now and use Unlocked for this special offer. And it includes up to $55 free postage. So on top mm-hmm. of being able to get free access, saving mm-hmm. you money from valet, mm-hmm. not having to go outside and fight cats and dogs to get to the postman, you get $55
of free postage, a digital scale, and a 4-week trial. So
people, mm-hmm. do not use that digital scale for other than when your mail, okay?
Free meat.
So everybody, please go to stamps.com before you do anything else and click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in unlocked. That is stamps.com and enter unlocked.
Okay, listen. So folks, don't wait. Melissa, tell them what to do one more time.
One more time. Go to stamps.com and click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in unlocked. That's stamps.com and enter unlocked.
Mail away, people. Okay, so I have another question.
Mm.
Would you date yourself?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't date yourself?
No, because there can only be one big nigga in the relationship. All my niggas got to be athletic. They got to be available.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, all the shit that I'm not.
I would absolutely date myself.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would?
All 10 inches and everything.
Why would you date yourself?
I date my personality and my heart.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, that's one thing, man. I keep a woman laughing. I keep a smile on her face.
Mm. Okay. Until you break up with them.
Until y'all break up.
Laughing is important.
Would you date yourself, Melissa?
Yeah. Really? I would date myself.
Why?
Because, I'm fucking awesome.
I'm super awesome.
Yeah, I'm fun. I'm fun. I'm funny. And I'm caring. And I've got an incredible fucking body. And I fuck like a champ. And
y'all sound like some hoes.
Sorry.
I couldn't date myself because I don't even have time for myself.
That was deep.
I want, you know, like, but I do want to date somebody that I could just go to bed with at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And just cuddle.
Is that you?
No.
No.
Well, now, no. Listen, I got one right now, young too.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like,
surprise.
Be like 10:30. He'd be like, man, I'm gonna go to bed. I'm like now? Oh my god, I'm in love. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to go to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
Pop on that SVU. Find out what a Benson and them is doing.
You're out of there.
Or I flip over to Hallmark to see what Sophia and fucking Rose is doing.
Man, I love the Golden Girls. That would be a show. If we were talking about 90s show reboots, I would want to see the Golden Girls in a reboot.
I don't want to see Martin.
No?
No.
I do, but I don't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Reboot. If it's the original cast.
Because
well,
they brought back Roseanne.
No, they're all almost dead.
Tommy's dead.
Yeah.
They would just pick up from his funeral.
Bring back Living Single, and I'm there.
Mm. Bring back In Living Color. Mm. But the new cast would probably be
Jim
trash.
Carrey. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of big stars. J-Lo ain't dancing.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would be able to get Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey
It would be all new faces, I mean.
Self-efficient farm somewhere.
Didn't he just draw a picture of Trump?
Yeah, I really love Jim Carrey.
Me too.
He's so woke. Now I know that term gets overused, but he is. He's just so fucking woke and has been for a long time.
So speaking of relationships, when is it time to put your partner on social media?
Never.
Ever.
We can move on.
Ever.
Never.
I learned that shit the hard way from Yessie and my ex. I learned that shit. It's not important. It's not important.
What if your ex feels like it's important to them that you put them on there?
She did. What are you trying to hide me? What do you want people to see? Look, I love you, bitch. When we go out, we hand in hand, and I'm saying, bae this, bae that. That's enough. I don't need, because when I put you up
there. You
say,
look here, bitch.
That's what I say now.
Just a minute ago, you said how romantic you were and sweet. And talk about her feelings
because when
bitch.
I think about how much drama that caused me.
Yeah.
It was bad. I put you on there and you still complaining. Now you want my Instagram.
Now when you take it off, it's the complaint.
No, it's when I don't put it on there as a complaint. When I put it on there, okay, well, why the fuck is she still? I don't know, bitch. Women want us more when we in relationships.
No, that's the same all the way around. You know, men see a wedding ring and they're like,
not me. I don't mess with the covenant.
I want Jonathan so bad.
His name is Justin.
Justin, so bad.
Were you just on his page or something?
No, I'm going to follow him after the show, though.
Okay.
Just to round off my followers to 70.
Okay. You only follow 70 people?
Mm-hmm. 69.
Okay. His favorite number.
Right.
Actually, when I was a probation officer, that was my badge number, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, Melissa, when are you putting your man on there? Because I was looking through your timeline, and I ain't seen.
Mm-hmm.
What's the nigga name from Devil Wears Prada?
Daniel Sunjata. He wasn't worthy. If anybody has ever noticed or taken the time to notice, you really won't find a lot of pictures of me walking red carpets with my significant other.
Oh, baby, when you and Flo Rida was together, your tongue was all down his throat
he
on the
was
BET red
surprising,
carpet.
Y'all
look good
hold on. Surprisingly, I dressed his motherfucking ass. Surprisingly enough, he's the only one, and I will be very honest. I do not know how he got bestowed that honor. I truly don't. Like, because of all the guys.
Don't you ever say somebody got bestowed an honor of getting a kiss on the red carpet. You are too extra. What is wrong with you?
I'm queening right now. Anywho. I don't know. Like, out of all the guys that I've dated, like, high profile, and he was the one. Strange.
But Flo's a good looking, big, burly man. And you said he had some good wee-wee. So that all in one.
Oh my God.
You said on the show he had some good dick.
Wee Wee does not have anything to do with being,
when you're getting
being public
down,
about the
when you're
relationship.
Getting dick down, bestowed ain't the word. The Everything will be bestowed at
okay,
that point.
Okay, well, I wasn't getting dick down because he turned into a fucking Christian all over again, okay? And sex was off the table, which is
but before,
part of the reason when why.
When the little devil was in his dick, you was getting it and it was good.
Anywho.
I keep telling listeners out there, who all you men that are beating your meat right now in prison listening to her voice, I have been telling Melissa to release a sex tape so we can get this show picked up.
She would never do that, bro.
I know. She's just too classy. But where's the trashy girl I want you to be?
Listen, okay? I want to be ratchet and righteous, but nobody ever allows me to. I swear to God, I'm held to like a different standard.
Me and you had dinner at the Sky Bar specifically for me to teach you how to start being a little slutty.
Well, I have some pictures in my phone.
No, but Melissa, when we had dinner, this is what I thought. This was the agreement I thought we had.
Okay.
I said, Melissa. Bitch, if I had that pussy, I would be out. I would. Ooh.
You always say that.
No, but I will say respectfully, because I read the comments sometimes when people be, oh, Melissa, this and this, because they already put you in a box because of you're pretty, you're this, and you know, she's trying to be this and that. You really can't just be a pretty girl who ain't being a hoe.
Right.
But I will tell you, people, I pulled her aside. I said, listen, we got to start using this pussy. So we have to figure out.
Because
we got moves to make, bitch. Like, come on, you're Melissa fucking Ford. She was looking at me with all the confidence she could find for that conversation. Mind you, there was a little lesbian girl trying to eat her pussy, too, at the same time.
Yeah, that part.
But I'm like, Melissa, it's like the little engine that could. You know it.
So
he's
trying
to
make you get some poom poom.
No,
I'm trying to make
switch.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
I was saying to her, just give yourself 1 year. To be a hoe. Just give yourself 1 year. Like, go to the NBA games with your dress on that you know you Melissa Ford.
They'll scoop her up so damn fast.
They will come to you and be like, look,
the
nigga. Look, nigga, I know when I fuck you, you gonna come in 5 minutes, but I'm gonna listen for it. I'm gonna give you this pussy, but we gotta talk about a payment plan. Let's get this car popping. I need a house.
Again, that is prostitution. Okay?
No, nope, that's called
the exchange of sex for money and gifts is basically, you know, and it being discussed prior to is prostitution.
It's called The Apprentice. I am saying, because I'm just saying, because this is what I know. I know this. When my bitches get it, I get it too. So they be like, oh, you know, I want Rosa to come to dinner, but shit, Rosa's busy.
Are you a pimp?
Which, no, I'm
Rosa
not a pimp.
Rosa is busy.
No, she's busy.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, if we all winning, we could get unbusy. Because time is really money.
Time is money.
You've been reading some shit.
No, I'm not. I'm just on some other shit.
Well, look, I'm not against it, ladies. If you, I'll take some donations.
Listen, if a nigga came to my house and sucked my dick and put money on my bed, I would be happy. But all my niggas ain't got no money.
That doesn't surprise me. Okay, look. Okay,
But this is the thing I will say, because people are going to say, oh, fuck Jason. He's so this and that or whatever. But you still going to turn back, bitch. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you got to give yourself a year.
To be a hoe.
To be a hoe. Everybody does.
Because she never decide to do that, it wouldn't even take her a year.
No.
Literally 1 week.
I didn't say she. No, listen. I'm saying from January 1st to December 31st, be a hoe. A hoe. First of all, she's a Scorpio. So having sex ain't going to be a problem. She can let all that out. You can have the one nigga that you like going to lunch with to talk about how all these fuckboys ain't shit. But when them fuckboys call you, you go out to dinner and you get that bag. Bitch, I want Hermes. I want this. If you ain't got it, then you should be talking to me. Mm. And when listen, God gave you that pussy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God, Jason. I'm so glad you're
like
not a female.
I'm like her little brother who's going to give her good advice.
If you was a female, you'd be out here busting it open.
My pussy would be so big right now. You talk about turkey meat and meat and all that. Meat hanger, this be the meat locker, bitch. This would be Hollywood Unlocked. Be meat locker 101. What's up? Where the meat?
Oh my God.
Went to the bathroom to pee, left some meat in the toilet. Meat just falling off everywhere.
Oh God. That is so fucking wrong.
I had this pussy be so wore out. Wilding out. Yeah, wilding out this pussy. I'd have been fucking Nick Cannon. God.
So what's the craziest thing that you ever did to get away with cheating?
I don't cheat.
I don't even want to talk about this.
Wait, you know why? You know why I don't cheat?
Why?
There is nothing more sexier when you look a nigga in the face and you say, you ain't the only one, but you the one I love right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure that you feel like I'm the only one by the time I get done. And if I ain't tripping.
I agree with that.
That confidence when they know you're going to be honest, because all people want is to be told the truth.
Damn, I agree with that.
Just tell the truth.
I've told some of my younger girlfriends, I'm just like, the best thing that you could do is to let a motherfucker know he is not the only one, you know, trying to court you at the moment. And yes, I made that PG-13, but you know what I'm saying? But however, in my past, I have cheated. I threw my phone right in a motherfucking lake.
But there's something key in what I just said, because one of the boys that I have right now is in a relationship, and he doesn't understand that when we're together, that's our time.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's our time. I ain't even going to fight for it, because like I said, I'm not going to fight you for it. I just won't let you be here anymore, because you're too preoccupied. But when we're together, it's our time. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to learn how to manage that.
Yeah.
See, if you're in a relationship and your boyfriend calling you every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, that's a nigga that'll kill you. As soon as you don't answer that phone, bitch, why you didn't answer the phone?
That's true.
Bitch, you didn't answer the phone, then it'd be a push, then it'd be an argument, then baby, I'm sorry, then all of a sudden, you done got your head banged upside. You done been banged upside. That's control right there.
Oh, my God.
Because I ain't going to call you 10 times.
Yeah, shit. I agree with that.
Okay, so Gio, you don't want to talk about what's the craziest thing you did to get away with from the cheating? No? Okay.
Gio.
Just get ready with it.
Gio got some crazy stories. You done tell some good stories, and I do appreciate it. You open up on the radio, and you tell your business. And, you know, I'll give Gio credit. People think I just be picking on Gio because I don't like him or whatever. Me and Gio are actually cool. I like Gio. What I do respect is that you are a good sport, because it ain't easy being my friend, but it ain't easy being on this show.
Mm. Never.
And the viewers want to stop hearing you say, hmm.
One of the viewers, some girl.
We have to start reading the viewer comments. They're so funny. You know what they said?
Huh.
Oh, what they say? Oh, fuck Jason. He ain't nothing but a dick riding ass bitch. I can't wait till his ass die. Well, you tune in every week to see if I die, bitch. I'm not dying. And if I do, I'm coming to find your ass.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We love you all.
Okay. You're such a, you know what? You know what pisses me off about you? You curry favor with the fucking
viewers. I was actually thinking about something right then.
Okay.
Gio about to go let the girl eat his booty. Did the young girl eat your booty up?
Yeah.
No, I eat hers though.
Her asshole.
With a straw, you hear me? Clean little booty.
If you stick a straw, you might hit the chocolate middle.
No, I'm good. No, I haven't had my ass ate in a long time.
Really? Well, it's almost the weekend. So, well, everybody, today has been another day of the most educational fuckery on the internet.
Yeah.
We appreciate you tuning in. I think we've learned a lot. We've learned about meat hangers and
meat curtains,
meat lockers. And so we'll get a gynecologist in here one day to teach us about the inner workings of a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
I think we should do that. We should print off all the different versions of vaginas. There are
13 different ones.
Okay, well, I have been able to find that. I see that there's 5 types of vaginas as revealed by a bikini waxer. So I'm going to get educated.
Get educated. Do your research.
Yeah.
See if you can find a couple more vaginas in the background. And then we just have an educated conversation, because I do feel like for those of us that have never been inside of a vagina, I've been in one, but there are people listening that have never been in a vagina. We need to be able to tell them what it looks like.
Okay. Well, here's
coloration.
Well, here's the situation with the meat curtains. It's actually labia minora. And over half the population, they're exposed.
Do you think that vaginas suffer from colorism too? Well, on that note, we'll think about that. We're out. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Oh, Lord. No.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.